Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Mem Vav. Nida Mem Vav, and we are on Mem He Amid Beis, about a little more than halfway down the wide lines. Ibai Lahu. We're talking about the ages of a Tinok and a Tinokes, the last mishnah that we did regarding the ages, relating to the age of 11 and 12 and 13, the concept of Mufla Samach La'ish, exactly when certain halachas kick in, the laws of Nedarim, might kick in even before the rest of the halachas of Gavlus. And we said there's a machlokas between Rebbe and Shimon Elazar. Who matures first halachically? Is it the boy? Is it the girl? We paskin that the girl matures first, 12 to 13, and not the opposite, like Rebbe Shimon Elazar holds. And that is the Bina Yisera that was mentioned by Rav Chisda. Ibai Luhu says the Gemara, Toch Zman, Kilafne Zman, O Kila Acher Zman. The Gemara asks, is Toch Hazman? What Toch Hazman are we talking about? We're talking about that last year before Gavlus, the 13th year for a boy and the 12th year for a girl. Meaning when a girl is 11 and a boy is 12, what is that considered? Is that considered before this man or is that considered after? So is that as if the child is younger or older? So Gemara says, my hilchasa, regarding what halachas are we talking about? Ilin adarim, if we're talking about for hilchasa darim, so that neither of them are true. Lav kilafnei zman damya, v'lav kilacher zman damya. It's not like lefnei hazman or lacher zman, because we said in the Mishnah, lefnei hazman is automatically no good, and lacher zman is automatically good. And toch hazman, you check. So Toch Hazman is not like neither of them. So that can't be the question that we're asking. Ela le onshin. The question is regarding onshin. Meaning, what's the case? If it is Toch Hazman, if it's within this year before halachic godless and the child already brought Shtei Cyrus. Toch Hazman. So Shtei Cyrus and the year before. So what does that add up to? That is the shaila. Could we give an onesh to the child? We know a katan is lavar onshin, but maybe this child is not really considered a katan anymore. So machlokes rav the Rebbe Chanina the amri travayu toch zman kilafnei zman. Some say the rav and Rebbe Chanina say that toch hazman is kilafnei hazman, and therefore there is no punishment. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Damri Shavayu, Toch Zman Kalachar Zman. And Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi say, no, Toch Zman is Kalachar Zman, therefore if there is this year prior to Galvus, plus Cyrus, plus physical signs of maturity, so we would give the punishment. I'm Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, V'Simon Eich, how do you remember which rabbis say which? V'Zos Lifnim B'Yisrael. Pasuk in Ruz, this is what it used to be earlier days in Israel. What exactly does that mean? There are various pshatim given. Rashi says Vizos is a lashon nikeva. Chanina, spelled with a letter at the end of it, is a lashon nikeva. So Vizos, referring to Chanina, that's the shita that says lifnim, that you go lifnei, that toch hazman is kil lifnei hazman. That is Rashi's pshat. Right, klomer lifnei hazman v'lo tit'eh l'hachluch divrayim. So that is number one. Number two, Rashi suggests that Rav is included in the word Yisrael. Two of the letters of the word Yisrael have Rav in it. So that's a second idea. If you look in the Bach says that Rav and Rebbe Chanina are gematria b'Yisrael. Put that together. Or you just write Rav Rebbe Chanina Gematria Bi Yisrael. So that's another one. Either way, somehow Vizos Lefnim Bi Yisrael refers to Rav Rebbe Chanina. There is a question here. Right, they're both 543, by the way. There is a question here. How does the Gemara spell Chanina? In our Gersa that we have it with an Aleph at the end of it. You see, the Bach changes it to a Hey at the end of it. Why does the Bach do that? Because of for the Gematria. Gematria is going to need a Hey at the end of it. But the question is then, according to Rashi's first pshat, it says Vizos. So is Chanina going to be feminine, whether it's with an Aleph or a Hey? Either way, this is a Shaila. What about spelling Chanina halacha l'maisa? So that's a discussion by the Svarim that deal with Shemos Beget. We know the Beis Shmuel has in Evan Ezer, the end of Evan Ezer, a discussion of all the different names. If somebody needs to know how to spell the name for a ksuba, how to spell the name for any type of star, so one of the major sources used is Shemos Begitin, which is in Evan Ezer. All the different names are listed. Do you spell something with an aleph? Are some names just extensions and expansions of of other names. That is all right here in Shemos Anashim, the Beis Shmuel, the end of Hilchos Gittin. Right, he has the, just has the list. Just has the list of all different names. There's Os Kaf, I just opened it. Kedar LaOmer, Kahana, Kalev. Right, all of these names. How do you spell it? So Chanina sometimes is with an aleph, sometimes is with a hey. You can look there in Shemos Anashim. Interestingly, there's another name that was made not famous, but another name that has significance in terms of whether it's spelled with an aleph or hey at the end of it, and that is Akiva. How does one spell Akiva? If you look in the Gemara, Akiva is spelled with an aleph at the end of it. But is that the way that we should spell it forevermore? That's how many people spell it. And how one, what one does at home is their own choice. But the question is, what is the halachic way of writing it in a halachic shtar? So that's where the question comes up. If you look on the first page, the first paragraph of the Sefer Or Zeruah, there's Rabbi Yitzchak from Vienna, one of the great Rishonim from Ashkenaz. Look at the first paragraph of his Sefer. He writes, Karasi b'shem zeh achibur, aniyam b'chaber Yitzchak b'ner Moshe. Why did I call this Sefer Or Zeruah? Mipnei chiba yisera, shematzasi b'zeh ha-mikra. Because of the great love that I have for this pasuk, Or Zeruah la-tzadik, uli Yisrael leiv simcha. Why do I have a great feeling that I'm very... this pasuk is very beloved to me because I, for all my life, didn't know how to spell the name Akiva. And then one night I had a dream, and that pasuk was in front of me in my dream. And the Sofei Tevos were lit up. Sofei Tevos spelled Rabbi Akiva with a hey at the end of it, right? Or Zarua Latzadik Elisha Leif Simcha. Sofei Tevos are Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, he says, and the Gemara in Menachas, where Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu what Rabbi Akiva is doing. Later on, all the drushes that he is making. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva is very beloved. So this is the pasuk that told me how to write Rabbi Akiva. I'm so excited about that pasuk and that limud and that vision that I'm going to name my sefer Or Zeruah. That's what we have. Or Zeruah, nothing to do with the sefer. The sefer on Shas and different items and topics of the Rishonim. But he named it Or Zeruah because of that issue. That is why the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to say that pasuk also on Yom Kippur night. Kippur night, right after Kol Nidre, we all say Or Zeruah LaTzadik, or before Kol Nidre, because the Yom Kippur is the yard site of Rabbi Akiva. That was the day that Rachmana Litzlan, the Gemara tells us at the end of Maseches Brachas, that his skin was scraped with iron combs. That was the day. Yom Kippur was his yard site, so we say that pasuk of Or Zeruah LaTzadik on his yard site as an allusion to him. Okay, back to the Gemaras. The Gemara is a Machlokes Amoraim, whether a child the year before his bar or bat mitzvah has simanim, would they get punished? So Rabbi Chanina say no, and the other Amoraim, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi say yes. Masiv Rav Hamnuna. Ask Rav Hamnuna from our Mishnah. Acher zman hazeh. Our Mishnah said, after this time, meaning once the child is a real gadol, ava visha amru ein anu yodim l'shem mi nadarnu l'shem mi hikdashnu, even if they say, we don't know what we meant, nidrehem neder vekdeshen hektish, if they're already gadolim, then it's automatically good. Mashma hatoch zman kelefnei hazman. Mashma that if they're not gadolim yet, and they have simanim, right, that's what we must be talking about, so then we wouldn't say that it is automatic. So you see, toch hazman is kelefnei hazman. So that was Rav Hamnuna. So Amalei Rava. Rava says, I don't understand Rav Hamnuna. Why are you being medayik from that line of the Mishnah? What about the next line of the Mishnah? The previous line of the Mishnah. Eima Reisha Kodem Hazman Hazeh. Same type of diyek you can make. Afa Bisha Amru Yodim Anu L'Shem Min Adar L'Shem Min Yekdashnu. If it's even before that year, even if they say that we know what we were doing, Ein Nidreim Neder Ve'Ein Hektesh Nektesh, then it does not work. We don't trust them. Mashba hatoch zman kelacher zman. Mashba that if it's within the year before, then we would trust them automatically. So Rav is saying to Rav Hamnuna, why you die from the last line of the Mishnah? You die from the previous line of the Mishnah. So either way, you have the opposite to Yukim. So the Gemara explains Velohi. Really, Rav Hamnuna did not mean that. Rav Hamnuna did not just make a drasha from the from the language issue, which then would lead us to say, well, you can make the same language diyuk from the following line, from the previous line. Philohi, Rava Katoi, Rava would made a mistake. Hu savar, he thought, Rav Hamnuna mi Mishnah Yisera Kadaik, he thought that Rav Hamnuna was just being medayik from the extra language in the Mishnah, and therefore, va'adidayik mi seifa, leidog mi reisha, and therefore, he asked, except, instead of being medayik from the seifa, why aren't you being medayik from the reisha? Right, it's the same type of diuk. But that's what Rava thought, but Velohi, that really was not the kavana of Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna, mi gufa de masisa kadaik. He was being medayik from the guf, from the content of the Mishnah, not just the language of the Mishnah. Hala achar zman heichidami. Let's think about la'achar zman. What is the case of la'achar zman that we are talking about, that the Mishnah says la'achar zman is automatic? E delo aisi shnei sairos. If the child did not bring physical maturity yet, didn't bring two hairs, katanu, then obviously he's a katan. That cannot be what we're talking about of la'achar zman. Elalav, it must be the aisi shnei sairos. It must be la'achar zman, where we say automatically what the child did was halachically significant, even if they try to deny it. Where is that? Where there are shanim and simanim. That's where it's automatic. Vitaima, and why do we say that? De la'achar zmanu, de gomra lala milsa. And why do we say that? Because it must be because we now have finished the process. There are years, and there are Cyrus. Right? Gomra lala milsa. That's an important lashon. Right, the top line in Rashi. De gomru lemilse, bein besiris, bein beshanim. The process has finished. That's what we're medayik. By la'achar zman, you know why it's automatic? Because you have both. Hatoch zman, kilifnei zman. But toch zman would be kilifnei zman. If you have before this, you don't have the years, then it's not good enough. Because siris are not good enough, you also need shanim. So that's the diuk. It's not a linguistic diuk. It is content diak, we're medayik from exactly what the content of the line is. So that is number one, Rav Hamnuna's kasha that Tochzman should be kilafeyazman, a raya to Rav and Rabbi Chanina. Va'od, and we try again. Another raya, Masa Rav Zera, ish kiyafli lindar neder. When we have the pasik in kiyafli lindar neder, right, this is by Naziris. Matamalomar ish, why did it say ish there, le rabos, ben yud gimel shana v'yom echad, to include a child who just turned 13, ben yud gimel shana v'yom echad, she'afapi, she'eni yodeh lahafli nedar av kayamin, he is automatically, we say, is always good, because he's already a gadol, he'chidami, the same diik that we just had earlier, idelo aisish de Cyrus, if he did bring two Cyrus, yet katan who, then how would we say he's automatically good, he is a katan, elalav, to aisish de Cyrus, it must be that he did bring shde Cyrus, so he has both, v'tayma debed yudgimov yom echad hu, and the reason that it works automatically is because he is already 13, and he has shanim esimanim, to havi le'ish, because he is an ish now, and like the Gemara said, gomar lemilsei, Hatochzman kilafneizman, but if he wasn't there yet, if it was the year before, so we would say that is kilafneizman, and there wouldn't be ocean yet. Tiyufta. So we have two rayas, two Rav and Rabbi Chanina, Kasha under Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and the Gemara ends there, at least so far in terms of the questions that we think that Rav and Rabbi Chanina are correct. That the child would not get onshin. That's what we said the Nafka Mina is. There is no onesh for a child until after Rio Gavlus with Saras. Good. Amar Rav Nachman Katanoi. Now Rav Nachman says, maybe it's really a machlokas tanoim. We try to ask kashas, but maybe it's a machlokas tanoim. The following. Ben tes shanim shehevi shtei Saras shuma. If you have ben tes shanim, what does that mean? A child who's 8 years old. He's in his ninth year. Ben tes shanim. Child during his ninth year that brought Cyrus, very early maturity, Shuma. We don't assume that is Simanim. We assume that is Shuma. That's just a growth that has formed on the body, but it is not Simanim. As we'll see later on, even if these growths stay after he becomes a Gadol, they are not good enough because they came at a time when they were not halachically significant. Mi ben tesvad yud beishana, but from 9 years old, from his ninth birthday, mi ben tes va'ad yud beishana until his 12th birthday, v'yom echad shuma. So during when the child is 8 years old, so then we have it's shuma. When the child from his ninth birthday until his 12th birthday, we also say shuma. The Tanakhama does not say explicitly what happens after that. What happens after his 12th birthday, during the year before. That's going to be the problem, because he doesn't say anything about that. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Simon. Rabbi Yehuda says no, from 9 to 12, well, we'll have to see exactly what Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is referring to, but let's just say his statement now. Simon, something is called a Simon. Pashtus, it's from what the Tanakhama was talking about, from 9th to 12th, that it would be a Simon. Ben Yud Gimel Shana of Yom Echad, Divrei HaKol Simon. And once he's 13, so then it would be a Simon. So the Gemara said, one second, Aguf HaKasha, we left out one of the stages. Amar Ben Tez Va'ad Ben Va'ad Yud Beis Shana of Yom Echad Shuma, the Tanakhama said, from age 9 to age 12, to his 12th birthday, it is Shuma, V'yachad Shuma, Had Yud Gimel Shana Gufa Simon. But in the 13th year, when the child is 12, so it would be a Simon, or Mashma, from the first, that Tanakhama. V'hadr Tani, but then it says, Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'yom Echad Simon. The last line of the Brisa says, which Pashas is according to everybody, once the child is 13, then it is a Simon, Had Yud Gimel Shana Gufa Shuma. But in the 12th, in the 13th year, when the child is 12, a Shuma. So we basically left out that line in the Brisa. So we're medayik opposite things from about this age from the Reshit, from the Seifa. So my love, so the Gemara says maybe it's left out because it's really underneath, it's Tanahi. Really, that's the Machlokas Tanam between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Mar Savar Tochzman Kila Acharzman, or Mar Savar Tochzman Kila Fazman. The fact that you can be medayik different things from the previous lines, Machlokas, the Tanakama, the Diyik from the Reshit, the Tanakama Shita. And the Diyak from the Seifa is really Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda's Shita still continuing, and Tochazman Kibbikul of Fazman. Isn't that the Machlokas? So the Gemara says no. Four possibilities. Maybe there's a difference that you don't have to say that it is a Machlokas Tanaim, but really it is just referring to different cases. Lo, to Kuli Alma Tochazman Kibbikul of Fazman. Really, everybody agrees to Rav and Rabbi Chanina that Tochazman is Kibbikul of Fazman, and a Katan or a Ktana, even if they have brought Simanim, do not get onshin. But how do we explain these two opposite to Yukim in this brisa? So v'idi betinokas, really they're both referring to a girl. V'resha Rebbe v'seifa Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Really, they're both referring to tinokas. And the question is, the beginning is Resha is Rebbe. The Resha that says that Yud Gimel is a Simon is Rebbe. That tinokas is Havi Yud Gimel La'acharzman, and Seifa is Reb Shimon Elazar, meaning it's the Machlokas we had yesterday, that whether, when is a boy or a girl, which direction does it go to? It's talking about a girl. So Rebbe says that a girl is already 12 years old, is already a Gedola. Reb Shimon Elazar says, no, it's the opposite. Only a boy at 12, a girl at 13. So that is the Machlokas, Rebbe, Reb Shimon Elazar, but it's nothing to do with Tochazman Kila Acharzman. Really, everybody agrees Tochazman is Kila Fazman, but the Brisa is talking about cases of La'acharzman. So the 13th year, according to in the Resha, that when the child is 12 years old, that's already a gedola, because it's Rebbe Shita about a girl. V'ibayisema, or, so, Tzana Chlokas Batochad Lekal Fezman. V'ibayisema, or, try number two, Hava Batino, they're both referring to boys, and it's the opposite. For Resha, Reb Shimon Elazar, say for Rebbe. Either way, it's not our Machlokas, it's the previous, it's the Machlokas about godless in general. V'ibayisema, Hava Ha Rebbe, or, they both refer to Rebbe. Rebbe who says, what we hold, a girl is mature is at 12 and a boy at 13. Habatinok, habatinokes. Maybe it's talking about Rebbe, but the first part is talking about a girl and the second part is talking about a boy. V'yibayisema havahar Reb Shimon Elazar, habatinok, habatinokes. Or the opposite. So, but they're both Reb Shimon Elazar and the Reisha is talking about a tinok, a boy, and the Seif is talking about tinokes. Okay. Either way, four different, suggestions. How we could explain this Machlokas Tanoim not about Tochazman Kila Fnei Hazman. Good. Now getting back to the Brisa. Brisa had a line. This is like Gufa. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer Simon. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda said it is a Simon, even Cyrus between the 9th birthday and the 12th birthday. That's a Simon. So Amar of Chris Budai, Braider of Shabtai, Vihu Sha'odan Bo. That is only if those Cyrus are still there when the child becomes a Gadol or a Gadola. If they fell off by the time they turn 12 or 13, so then it's not going to be good according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's. Only it's a simin if it stays there. Tanya Nami Hachi, we also have it in a Brisa. Bet Teshchan of Yom Echad, Shehevi Shtei Cyrus, Shuma. Right, 9 years old is, Bet Teshchan of Yom Echad, meaning 8 years old. during the ninth year, Shuma. Bibetes va'ad yud beishav yabechad va'otan bo Shuma, va'otan bo Shuma, the Tanakhama holds, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Simon, he holds Simon, good. Amar Rava, we don't paskin that way. We don't paskin, we paskin, meaning we paskin like the Tanakhama. But if I like Rabbi Yehuda, even if the Simanim are there after the child gets older, we say that it does not work. The Rambam says this. Habas in Hilchas Ishus. Hilchas Ishus, he talks about a gadol and a gdola. Shtei Sai talks about the Shtei Cyrus. Shtei Cyrus, Hamur's Abed Babas, Ubachal Makom, Shir, and how long do they have to be? They have to be enough to fold them over on each other. Shtei Cyrus, Hilchas Ishus, Yu, Babacham Erva. They have to, has to be Babacham Erva, Ubeis Ha Erva, Kulo, Makam Simanim, Beilamala, Beilamata, Bein Alei Vari Hazera Atzman, different places where they exactly have to be. And then the Rambam says, Habas Shehevia Shtei Cyrus, Betoch Shnas Shtei Mesrei, Vaben Shehevia if they bring Cyrus during the year beforehand, even though they're still there, this is about even if they're there the year before, that is not a simon. That is what the Rambam holds, like Rav and Rabbi Chanina, and even if it stays, that's what the Gemara is about to say. Amar Rav, look further in the Gemara. Hilchasa, toch zman kelefnei hazman. That's what we hold. We hold that toch zman hazman, like Rav and Rabbi Chanina. The Rambam continues, by the way, we'll get back to this later as well. Bez Hashem, says the Rambam, b'med v'mamurim, b'shenivdeku b'toch hazman v'no deshein shuma. This is only if we checked during this year beforehand, that we see them, and we realize they're a shuma. What if we didn't check? We just find hairs after she is a gdola, and we're not sure when they came. We could assume that they came afterwards. We don't have to say that, hey, maybe they were here beforehand, and it's a shuma. If we didn't check beforehand, then we can assume that they came afterwards. Okay, we'll get back to that hopefully. But either way, we pass like Rav and Rabbi Chanina. So Rav says, Hilchos Tochas Lach Lefnei Hazman. Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra, Masi Lo L'Shbayit said to Rav, Bahai Lishna. Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra quoted Rav, who just said Alachis, Kel Lefnei Hazman, he quoted it in the following way. Amar Rav, Ktana, Kol Yud Beishana, Mimahenes Voleches, Ektana, as long as she is 11 years old. In her 12th year, she could still do Mian. As we know, the two ways a woman can get married, well, really three ways. Da'oraisa, her father could accept Kedushin on her behalf, or she could accept Kedushin on her behalf. If she is a Bulgaris, if she is a Gdola, then she accepts Kedushin on her own behalf. If she is a Nara or less, so that a father could accept Kedushin on her behalf. That is Da'oraisa. Da'rabanan, as we know, Chazal instituted that if there is no father, then a girl's mother and brothers could accept Kedushin on her behalf. That is called Kedushi Miyun. It is a Kedushin Da'rabanan, meaning if she wants out of the marriage, then she could just leave. She could walk out. Okay, Bezin said that you need a Shtar Miyun, but until she becomes a Gdola, she could just walk out. Mimma enes v'holeches. Once she becomes a gdola, mikan ve'ilach, once she's 12 years old, so then, eina mimma enes. She cannot do mean anymore, but Rava then adds the two difficult words, ve'ina choletzes. And she also cannot do chalitza. Once she becomes a gdola, she can't do chalitza. So hagufa kasha. Says the Gemara, I don't understand, what did Rava mean? Amart eina mimma enes al magdolahi. You say that she can't do miyun once she turns 12 years old, so that's mashma that she is a gedola. It's already too late, this has already become a gedola. It has become possibly a d'oraisa marriage, right? It's already in the gedola world, therefore you can't do miyun anymore. You would need a get. So you say, on the one hand, that she's considered a gedola, therefore she cannot do miyun anymore. So you gedola he, tachlot. So if she is a gedola already, why can't she do chalitza? Right, that's the kasha. Why does Rava say, right, both, right? One halacha, no more miyun, mashma she is a gedola, no chalitza, mashma she's a ktana. V'chi tema mesafkale. And if you want to say, well, Rava is mesupik, is he really mesupik? Mi mesafkale? Is he mesupik? V'ama Rava? Rabosa, here it is. Nida Memvav. This is Chazaka de Rava. Chazaka de Rava quoted all over halachas, as we'll see soon. The Chazaka of Rava. What does Rava say? Ketana shehigia lechlal shnoseha eina tzricha badika chazaka via simanim? Question mark. Rava's shita is, it's called Chazaka de Rava. Once a child reaches age, once a child has shanim, we can assume there are simanim without checking for the Cyrus. There's a chazaka shehivia simanim. That is chazaka de Rava. So ask the Gemara, you see Rava was a mesupik. Once there are shanim, there are simanim. So how could Rava have this distinction in halacha where he would not allow miyun, but he also would not allow chalitza? So the Gemara has two suggestions. We'll get back to Chazaka the Rava soon. We're just going to finish our thought. Says the Gemara, Hani Mili, when does Rava say what he says? Bistama. That's only Bistama. When you're not sure whether there are Cyrus. Aval Hacha. The Bat Kuvaloashi Chulo. But here, he checked, and there were no simanim. That's why we're not going to allow chalitza, because there were no simanim here, therefore this girl is still a ktana. So where it says, ihachi tamayin, if you checked and you didn't find, then she should be able to do miyun, because she's still a ktana. So Gemara said, no, choshin shemanashu. You're worried that they were there after she became a gdola, but they fell off. You're machmer the other way. So Gemara says, Hanich Mandamar Choshishin, this works according to the Manda Amar that says you are worried about such a case. El Mandamar Ein Choshishin, Michael Meimar, but if you say you're never Choshish for Nashru, that they fell off, so therefore here, why is there a distinction to Itmar? Where do we have this machlokas? As follows, Rav Papa Amar Ein Choshishin, Shema Nashru, Rav Papi Amar Choshishin. So, according to the Manda Amar that says, Ein Choshishin, so then we're back to the question. Why shouldn't miyun be allowed? If you checked and there were no cyros, then she's a ktana. So the Gemara says, Hani milin chalitza. No, we only assume shema nashru we're only worried and machbir both ways by chalitza. Even according to the Manda Amar that says, ein choshishin, that's only by chalitza we're not choshish. Avalinyin miyun choshishin. But regarding miyun, we are choshish, that shema nashru. Mechla de Manda Amar choshishin choletes. What, Mashma, that according to the one that says Choshishin, that we are worried, Choletzes, we would allow Chalitza, V'choshishin ba'almakamar, but it says Choshish, that you're never sure. So Gemara says, you're right. So we get to the other side. This is what Rava means. When Rava said, again, we're bothered by Rava's psak, that Rava said that when she becomes a Gedola, we do not allow Mian, but we do allow, we don't allow Mian and we don't allow Chalitza. We don't allow either of them. So what's the case? So elola olam de lo batka. Really, there was no bedika done. If there was no bedika done, don't we usually have chazaka de rava? And we can assume she's a gdola? No. Olein chalitza chayshin. And regarding the din of daraisa of doing chalitza, we are choshesh that she does not have Cyrus. We don't check. But we're choshesh for chalitza. Maybe she did not have Cyrus. That's why we don't allow chalitza. V'chikama rava chazaka lemiun. But Rava, when did Rava say it's chazaka? Only regarding allowing miyun, avala chalitza, not allowing miyun. Right, chazaka la miyun, because we're choshish that there were Cyrus, and therefore we would not allow miyun, avala chalitza by bedika. But for chalitza, we would require bedika in order to allow it. Period. Stop there for a couple of minutes. Okay, so we had 2 days in general how to understand this shita of Rava, but the Gemara brought in here Chazaka de Rava. This comes up in various places in Halacha, just to mention two of them in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Nun Hei, regarding Minyan, Simin Nun Hei in Aruch Chaim is all the Halachas who you're allowed to count for a Minyan, who are you not allowed to count for a Minyan. And what happens if you had a minion and the minion disbanded and people left in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz? They're all different halachas. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Imlo Hei Vishtei Cyrus, this is Nun Hei Hei. Imlo Hei Vishtei Cyrus, if the boy did not bring to Cyrus, Afilu Hu Gadol Bishanim, Dino Kakatan. Even if he's 13, 14 years old, if he did not bring to Cyrus, he has the halachic status of a Katan. And if he brings to Cyrus, he's a gadol from the time that he brought. Ache yetsu rov shenosav. If he did bring to Cyrus, then he's a katan until rov shenosav. Right, that is. You don't need, what a rov shenosav? Let's say 35 years. Right, you may still say to shivim shana. Sha'az yizbarashu Cyrus. Because if he didn't bring Cyrus by then, then you assume he's a Cyrus and you treat him like a gadol now. Vim niru lo simani Cyrus. Kodim lochen yiduk a gadol. Unless you see certain simanim of being a Cyrus beforehand. That is the Shulchan Aruch. But you go by Shtei Cyrus or not. Rama quotes Chazaka de Rava. Miyu a medactic in Besaris, we're not medactic when it comes to Cyrus. Ella, kol shehigia lechlal shnosav, machzakinen oso kigadol. We say that he is a gadol, v'omrim le'inyin zeh, mistama hevi Shtei Cyrus. And we say, regarding this, that mistama, he brought to Cyrus, and you can rely on the fact that he is a gadol. What does those two words mean? Le'inyin zeh. So the Magen Ephron, the Mishnah Berurah explain that this means linyan zeh, meaning Catholic for a minyan, for tefillah, which is a din de rabbanan. That's what we assume. We rely on chazaka derabba for dinim derabbanan. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, v'afilu lo das haposkin, the tefillah hi daraisa, even according to the Rambam, and those who hold that tefillah is daraisa, al kalpanim, tzirif la'asara lav daraisi. But for sure, minyan is not daraisa. Okay, there is one daya in the rush, which sounds like minyan is daraisa for, what? For Parsha Zachar. Right, the Gemara in Brachas Mem Zayin, where the story goes that Rabbi Elazar freed his slave, and how could he flee a slave? Isn't there a mitzvah daraisa of lolohem tavodu? The Gemara says mitzvah shiny. What mitzvah are we talking about? What mitzvah? Pashas, if lolohem tavodu is a mitzvah daraisa, you need a mitzvah daraisa to knock it out. So the rush there says, oh, maybe we're talking about minyan for Parsha Zachar. Okay, but in general, minyan for tefillah is not a din daraisa. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you say tefillah is daraisa, tzirif la'asara is lav daraisa. Al kein samchinan al zeh v'yamrina, therefore we rely on this and say, kivan shabalach al shnosav, mistama hevish de Cyrus. The rov anashim, v'kivan shigil al shanim, mistama hevish de Cyrus. Because most people have this. Avalenian shar chiyuva daraisa, but regarding other chiyuva daraisa, eino moel, we don't say, we will not allow a katan for other chiyuvim de oraisa. So one example is minyan. Minyan is not a din daraisa. So that's why we would allow it. Where else? What else do we use a bar mitzvah bar foy? Zimun, right? When the bar mitzvah boy becomes bar mitzvah, generally one of the things that happens that night, like you leave the zimun. So where does that halacha come up? So that is halacha in Simon Kuf Tzadik Tes. Mitzvah Simon 199. Hilchos Berachas Amazon. Shulchan Aruch quotes. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you don't need this. According to the Shulchan Aruch, Svardim use Ketanim for Zimun. That's Halacha L'maisa. Many Svardic Minhagim, they use Ketanim for Zimun. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Katan Shehigia La'onas HaPautos, a Katan that reaches Onas HaPautos, not Onas HaNadarim. Onas HaNadarim is a year before Gavlos. Onas HaPautos is less, 6 years old, 7 years old. For sure, actually 9 and 10 years old. But 6 and 7, if they're very smart, but at least 9 and 10 years old, and they know, they understand, V'yodele Mimavarch, and Mizamin Olav, Umitztaref bein l'shlosha bein la'asara. That is the Shulchan Aruch. Rama the Yesh Omrim dein mitzarfen oso klal ashi hey ben shlosha sveishana. No, not until 13. To az machzakidan leik a gadol shevish de Cyrus. Because then we assume that the child is a gadol with two Cyrus. V'chei nogin vein l'shanas. That's it. We don't use Ashkenazic custom not to use a katan, but right when they become a gadol, that is okay also. Right, so that's another case. Zimun pashtus is drabanan. Yeah, the Gemara at the beginning of the seventh parak of Brachas learns it out from Sukkim. Either Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havogodil Alokeinu, or Gadol Hashem Iti. Those are the two sources for Zimun. But we assume that those are asmachtas. We assume that it is a din drabanan to do Zimun. Benching is daraisa, but Zimun is drabanan. That's number two. Number three, another example where this comes up is Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is a takana drabanan. We allow a child to lane. Even though he was not checked, because again, chazaka derava, we assume, even if the child, we're not sure whether he has simanim, we assume he does, chazaka derava, we would allow him to lane. Except for, as we mentioned but in the past, Parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar is the one time that it is a mitzvah daraisa, Kriyas HaTorah, it's where Chazal said that we should be yotzei the mitzvah of Zachar Eis Asher Asalacha Amalek, as we mentioned yesterday from Rav Zilberstein, we're supposed to fulfill that, so that is a didaraisa. So even if we would allow, and this one once happened in my shul previously in Woodmere, that there was a bar mitzvah Parsha Tetzave Parsha Zachar, so we allowed the child to lay Parsha Tetzave, but not Parsha Zachar. And I was talking to a number of poskim before the bar mitzvah, so one of them said, "Why don't you check? Money you check, and then he'll be able to lay even Parsha Zachar." So the other posik said, no, because that if you check and he does not have that, he can't even lay his Parsha. So it's better not to check. And we know, everybody knows that Chazaka Derabba, right, it's accepted that, you know, kids don't lay Parsha Zachar in most circles. Okay, so this is the important for Dina Doraisa and Drabbanan. What about the Kriyas HaMegillah? That's also a big discussion. Could a bar mitzvah boy lay Kriyas HaMegillah? Is there a difference between the night Megillah, which is different Kabbalah, the day Megillah, which is different Kabbalah, versus the night Megillah, which is a pure Din Derabanan. So Pashas, the night Megillah, for sure, child Kolein. It's a Din Derabanan. But the day Megillah, which is different Kabbalah, maybe different Kabbalah, or Kedivrei Torah Ninu, and we would not allow it by the daytime reading. Either way, that is an important discussion, but this is Chazaka Derava. Chazaka Derava, number one. Number two, the other issue to bring up. Lamaskana, what did we say here? We said that Chazaka Derava, Rava relies on it for Miyun. for mi'un that we would not allow mi'un because we assume that there were hairs. Aval chalitza, but for chalitza, boy bedika. So there's a question. There seems to be a stira in Shitas Rava. If you look at Tosfos here, Tosfos points out that Tema, last Tosfos, the Rava savar hachadeta cholesis, gedola. Rava here says that the girl does not do chalitza until she becomes a vadai gedola. But if you look in Gemara in Meseches Gittin Samachay, Rava says there are three ages when it comes to a katan. Onas nidarim. So then that's the year before Gablus. Nidro neder ve'ukenet, right, that we say the neder is good. Ukenegdo. And paralleling that katan, the Gemara says, is a katana. What does a katana do in this year before Gablus? Choletzes. Mashma, it sounds like that a katana in the year before could already do chalitza. So how could our Gemara sound like that Rava holds? That until she's a gedola mamish, she cannot do chalitza. While over there in Gittin, it's pretty clear that Rava says three ages of a katan, and these are the parallel halakhas that apply to a katana, and one of them is the year before. In order to set a darm, she can do chalitza. Three answers given in Tosfos. Number one, the Rashbam. It's pretty dachuk, but he knows that he doesn't have a choice. He says maybe kinegdo biktana means at 12 years old by Ektana. 12 years old by a boy, parallel, which is the year before his godless, parallel to 12 years old by Ektana, which is her real godless. Well, the Tosfos says, Veloni Hira. I don't think that's, she doesn't even say anything else. Just as Veloni Hira. I don't think that's true. I don't think that pshat fits into the words of the Gemara. That's the Rashbam. Rabbeinu Tam says that Rav is not talking about within his own Shita. Rav is talking about within Rabbi Yossi's Shita, who holds that Ektana can be Choletzes. That is number two. The third suggestion, which Tosfos really assumes is correct, and that is maybe over there in Gittin, it should be Rabba. And shouldn't it be Rava? That is the third suggestion. The Urayim in his Sefer says maybe Rava was Choserbo. Either way, these are all suggestions how to understand Rava. Good. We continue now. Says the Gemara. Amar Abdimi Mina Harda Hilchasa Choshesh in Shemanashru. The Allah is Rechoshesh. Maybe they fell off, and therefore we don't assume, even though we might not assume that she is a gedola for Dinim Daraisa, but we don't assume that she is a ketana either, because Shema Nashru. And by the way, this whole thing is a discussion where she, the whole Miyun discussion is where she had Kiddushei Miyun, and then Ba'il La'achar Zman. And then she had Bia after she became a gedola, so Di'ika Steka Daraisa. Now we're in the world of maybe she's married Daraisa. So now the question is, can she get out of it or not? That is the case of Safik. Aval mei kara lo. But if she never had bia and it's still a sfeika drabanan, then we would be able to be mekel. Says Rashi, aval mei kara, second to last skinny line. Timichi avra shasa the tarti shrei. Once she became 12, velo baal, still she didn't have bia, lo chashira shabadasha. Then we wouldn't be choshesh. Maybe they fell off. The halo havi baki dusha gemur. It's still in the world of drabanan, and we'd be sfeika. We wouldn't be machmer on her. Okay, so that is Safik daraisa or Safik drabanan. There is the Shita of the Itur that's quoted here by all the Chachmei Sfarad, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva. They all quote the Shita of the Itur. What if there's a girl that comes in front of us and we have no idea how old she is? No idea. A katana, we don't know how old she is. So the Itur says, you can check her. Check her for Simanim. If you see Simanim, that's good enough. That's what the Itur seems to say. The Mishnah Lamelech says, don't take that Itur so literally. Is that true? Right? You have no idea how old the girl is. And so, if you see Siman, that's good enough. But we know Siman, what if it's a Shuma? How could you say that? That's what the Itur means. So the Mishnah Malach says, no. We're misunderstanding the Itur. Perek Beis, Halacha Yutes, in Hilchas Ishus. On that Rambam that I mentioned before. The Mishnah Malach quotes the Ramban on Arsugya, who quotes the Itur. V'ktana shlo noda imigiyah l'chlash roseh. We have no idea how old a ktana is. And she brought Simanim. Lo matzinu b'gemar adina mafuresh. We don't know. V'yeshomrim shematil nosal l'chumrik dikol shar sveikis. V'nir l'farish divrei haramban. T'mayri b'ktana shlo yadu misparshin roseha. V'hiviyah Simanim. A ktana, we don't know exactly how old she is. And she brought Simanim. V'achshavi gdola. And now she's a gdola. B'vadai. Now we know she's vadai gdola. But she has those exact simanim that she had bisman when we didn't know how old she was. So do we have to say, well, they were here in the time of Suffolk, and therefore she's still a ketana? Because just like we know, if there are simanim brought when she is a ketana, and they're a shuma, and they're still there after godless, then we disregard them. They're still called shuma. So do we say that here too? No, that's the case. Says the Mishnah Malach, well, we can't be Mekel. If she got Simonim grown, if she had Simonim grown during the time that she was a Suffolk, and then she became a Gdola, we could assume that these Simonim were there when she was a Gdola. But not that if we have no idea how old she is, and then she has Simonim, oh, she must be a Gdola. No, we don't say that. Because that's for sure. I had to say this because they saw others that are mistaken in this. That's the Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Ishus Beis Yotas. And this is what the Rama says. The Rama in Eben Ezer, in Kuf Nun Hei, all the way at the end of Eben Ezer, Kuf Nun Hei in Hilchas Miyun, Sif Yud Dalid. The Rama says at the end of Sif Yud Dalid, right, this is the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, that Cyrus are only a Simon after 12 years old, but if they came beforehand, even if they're still there, they're only considered a Shuma, she's not considered a Gdola, until she grows new ones. And Mihu, that he quotes the Rambam in the continuation, also like we saw before, but if you find Cyrus and you're not sure when they grew, you could assume that it grew Bishas Godless, and then the Rambam adds, Safik im higia liyud beishanim olo azidin l'chumra. If you're not sure, you gotta be machvir. Right, it's only if you know for sure that she's a gadola now and you're just not sure when these grew, so then you can assume they grew in a state of Godless. But you can't just go by simanim if you're not sure how old she is, right? That is not acceptable, according to the Rama, according to the Mishnah Malach, v'chud. Okay, we continue. Amar Rav Huna, three lines from the bottom. Says Rav Huna, a big chiddush. Hikdish v'achal loke. Even though we just said that we paskin like Rav and Rabbi Chanina, that 12 years old for a boy, 11 years old for a girl, even though we trust their nidar, that's called mufla samach la'ish, we don't give them onshin. There are no onshin, even if they have simanim. So says Rav Huna, one exception to the rule. If they were makdish something, and then they ate it, meaning they violated me'ila, loke, we are going to give them malchus. Rashi says four lines from the bottom, v'af agav demilzach risi labar onshinu, even though they don't get any other onesh. They're not a bar onesh, but when it comes to nedarim, onshin. We admonish them. Why? Shneamar, based on the pasuk. Ishki afli lindar, velo yachel dvaro. Right, we say, ishki afli lindar, which is much earlier, at the beginning of Bamidbar by Nazir, and velo yachel dvaro, which is all the way at the end, by Matos. Kosha yeshno ba'afla, yeshno ba'val yachel. But we compare anyone that's included in the ability to create, to be mafli, which is the year before, mufla samach le'ish, so yeshta b'val yachel, they would also be included in the isra b'val yachel dvaro, and they would get malchus if they violate. Sounds like a din daraisa. It's going to be a machlokas, we'll see. But it sounds like it's going to be a daraisa. V'chol she'inu b'afla, inu b'val yachel. So that's what it goes by. Good. Masiv Rav Huna bar Yehuda, is this really true? L'siyua l'Rav Huna. So Rav Huna bar Yehuda brought a support for this statement. The Brisa says, Lafi shematzinu she'ishva kasev akatan kigadol, lezadon shvua, ula Yisrael bal yachel. Once I saw that the pasuk allows a katan to make all of these oaths and creations of Isur, so yachol yehei chayev alak deyesho karban, you might think that he's even chayev a karban on his hekdash, a karban me'ila, if something, asha me'ilos, if somebody violates tamalom or zeh adavar. No, excluded, no karban. But what's included? Ktani miyaz le'isur ule'isur ule'bal yachol chayev. But it says he's included in the Isur, but he's not included in the karban. So what is included in the Isur? Doesn't that mean Malchus? So where it says, no, emel isser bal yachel. Maybe it means just the isser. No, without malchus. Interesting, havamina now. What did the Gemara say now? When the Gemara says isser bal yachel, the Gemara always knew it did not mean malchus. It only means an isser. But there was a havamina that you'd be chayav a carbon on that, even though there wouldn't be malchus. So the Ritva points out that incongruity, and he says, yeah, the havamina is that they're not a bar onshin, but they're a bar kapara. And therefore, we're not going to give them malchus, but if they're chayav a karban, they'd be chayav a karban, because they're included in kapara, even though they're not included in onshin. Interesting havamina. Kamash v'la, no, they're not included in karban or malchus, according to this, what the Gemara is saying now, and therefore there's no riot to Rav Huna. Says the Gemara, one second, that's the interpretation. Isser bal yachel manav shach. You're saying the Isser bal yachel without Malkus, what does that mean? If you say that the concept is Daraisa, that you could have Nidarim and Hektish Vechulu, Milkanami Loki. Go all the way. Say that there's a Chiyav Malkus. And if you say it's not Daraisa, Isser Nami Lekus. Why is there even an Isser? Understand, how could there be an Isser without Malkus? If it's recognized Daraisa, it should be totally recognized Daraisa. So the Gemara answers, La Osan Hamusharin Alav. What it's referring to, that included in the Isser of Bal Yachos on the Shvu of Achulu, is referring to those who are muzhar on him to prevent him from violating. That's what it means. La'osan muzharin alav. Rashi says, la'hafrish mi'isura. That's what it's referring to. But for himself, Pashtus? No, it's for sure Zerubbanan. He's for sure not going to get Malkus, not going to have a carbon. It's regarding those who are there to prevent him from violating, that's what it's referring to included in the Isser. So the Gemara says, Shma Minah, so one second, then this relates to the Sugyan of Yavamis, which we would like to bring Rias to. Kadanocha Nevelos, Bezdim, Mitzubin, Allah, Lafrisho. The Sugyan Meseches Yavamis, I see on the side, Kuf Yudalid, also in Shabbos, Kuf Lef Aleph. Whether a katan who is doing an aveira, does Bezdin have the command, do they have the obligation to stop him from doing an aveira? By a gadol, a Bezdin does. But by a katan, does Bezdin have the command? That's not a machlokes, whether Bezdin is mesuba lafrisha or not. So why don't we bring a raya from our Gemara here that Bezdin is mesuba lafrisha? Rabbi Rashi's quotes there that this is a plukta in Yavamis. So why don't we bring a raya from here? So the Gemara says, no. We'll finish and then we'll comment. No, what we're talking about here is not preventing, forget himself, not Lafrisha. We're talking about a case where he was Makdashin and others ate it. That's what we're talking about. The question is, he might be able to create the status on a Daraisa level, even though he's not included in any of the Yisurim on a Daraisa level, but he can create that status. Mm-hmm. So Gemara says, this fits in, and the Bryce is understandable according to the opinion that says, if he's Malkus Sadik and other people in it, that is recognized Daraisa, and the other person would get Malkus for that. But if you say Ein Lokin from his creation, so we're back to the problem, what does the Bryce mean? Didmar, where's the Machlokas? Rav Kahana Amar Ein Lokin, so if you say Ein Lokin, we're back to the questions. The Gemara answers, you're right. Don't take the Brisa so literally. Midrabanan v'kras lachta b'yalma. Really, it's all Drabanan, and the pasuk is aslachta, according to the opinion that would say Ein Lokin. It's all Drabanan, and it's aslachta b'alma. Period. Stop there for a minute. Two horrors. Number one, Rashi here says, in the suggestion of Shma Minah, why don't you say this is Katan Ochon Avelos, the Rashi says, because after all, this is a Machlokas. Sounds like from Rashi that this would be a good Raya, and that's why the Gemara has to reject it. The Ritva, the Rashba, say that really it's Lav Dafka. Don't take this so literally that this would be a Raya, because the whole Machlokas there, says the Ritva, is talking about an Isser D'Oraisa. If a shal is violating an Issur D'Oraisa, do you have a chiyuv to be mafreshim? But at this stage of the Gemara, when the Gemara says Shma Minah, we're assuming that it's only an Issur D'Rabbanan for the Katan. Maybe a D'Oraisa for the Acher, but it's only D'Rabbanan for a Katan. That for sure ain't Bezim Mitzuvah Lafrisha. Says the Ritva, Pirish Rashi, Pluk Tehi Beberacherish, Venira Midvarav, Defilu Bechi Ha Pligi, Aval Zeino, Deloi Fligo Hasan Alabi Surin Shal Torah, Aval Bashal Devrayam, Dekulay Alma, Ain Bezim Mitzuvah Lafrisha. So then, it's only right for sure, so it's not exactly, it's Agav Orchid. It doesn't really mean literally that this would be a Raya. There is an important Shita of Tosfos. Tosfos in Shabbos on Kuf Chaf Aleph. Tosfos says that the whole discussion of Mitzuvin and Emus of Lafrisho is only by a Katan Shelo Higia Lechinach. But by a Katan Shigia Lechinach, for sure, Best in Mitzvah Lafrisha. Venira demari tekon shelo yigil lechinach. To be shigil lechinach, kimi shechayev lechamcha, kol shekei tzorach lafrisha. Shelo yasa aveira. Right, so that's an important shita in Tosfos in Shabbos. The Ritva here says, this Gemara proves the opposite. No, unless you take this Gemara totally, not literally, like I just said, but the Gemara here is talking about a 12-year-old, right, or an 11-year-old the year before, and we're applying the sugya. So I just said that it's not exactly the same, says the Ritva, because here we're talking about the Rabbana, not the Raisa. So, but what about the ages? What about the ages? The Ritva says, you see from here that even by a Katan Shigil Achinuch, that would be under the discussion. Where does this come up? In Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Hilchos Shabbos. At the end of Hilchos Shabbos, the end of Chel Gimel at least, of the Mishnah Berurah, Simen Shimnem Gimel. The Rama says, or the Shulchan Aruch first, katanocha nevelos in bezim mesuvel afrisho. If a katan is eating treif, and the Rama said, the Mishnah Berurah says, really only surim, right? If he's doing it ein bezim mesuvel afrisho, that's what we paskin. Bezim is not mesuva. Aval aviv mesuvel ligarbo lafrisho b'sadaraisa. But if his father is ulhachilu biyadayim aser, but to feed him mamish, that is aser even from dvarim that are only aser de rabbanan. Then the Rama adds the yesh omrim. Quotes Tosfos. To call zebakatan shaligi lechinuch, ala bakatan shigi lechinuch, srichin lafrisho. The yesh omrim zloshay chinuch lebezin ala abilvad vichulu. Then the Rama says, what if a katan did something wrong when he was a katan? Does he have to pay for it when he was a gadol? Does he have to do tshuva when he's a gadol? That's an interesting discussion that we alluded to already yesterday as well. The Mishnah Berurah here has an important discussion about bringing children to shul. You have to make sure when they bring them to shul that you're treating them properly. He says, upashut, if the child comes to shul and all they hear in shul is lashon hara and rechilus and sheker v'chulu, he says that's not chinuch. Ubavanaseinu harabim kabanich shalom bazeh sheimanichem lebneim ledaber. They bring their kids to shul and they let their kids do whatever they want. Ledaber lashon hara rechilus v'kalal v'nasa morgal bazeh kol kach atcha filu kishenis gadol v'shomea sheish bazeh iser gadol kasha lo lefrosh meher gelo. Somebody doesn't get into good shul habits when they're young. It's hard to break. Shohurgal bazesh shanim rabos vayadavar etzlo becheskas heter. Right, and what's the shear of chinuch in this mitzvah? It depends on the child. Depends on the child. You have to know who could sit and who could this and who could that. Right, you got to make sure that you don't overdo it with the child. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara Gufa, Hekdesh Bachlo Acherim, we just quoted, if the child is makdashit, and then other people eat it. Rav Kahana Amar Ein Lokin, Rav Yochanan, Rav Yishlach, Rav Chavaya Lokin. He himself for sure does not get malchus. Machlokas, but there are other people. But my kamith, like he, Mar Savar, Mufla Samach Lish, Dar Raisa, Mar Savar, Mufla Samach Lish, Midra Rabbanan, is what he does recognized on a Dar Raisa level. Masiv Rav Yirmiya, Yisoma, Shin Nadra, Bala Meferla, a Yisoma, that makes a neder, her husband can be made for it. So, a yisoma, meaning she's only married on a drabanan level. Kedushe mi'un, the baal can be made for it. So, amr bishlam mufasam elish drabanan, if you say that she can make a neder only on a drabanan level, then you understand how her drabanan marriage, husband, can get rid of it. Also, nisuin drabanan, umavali nidra drabanan. Ela'i amr daraisa, but if you say that she makes the neder on a daraisa level, also nisuin drabanan, umavali nidra daraisa. Then how can a nisuin drabanan be mavatel the neder daraisa? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Bala Meifala Mimanafshach. No, it doesn't matter. The husband can be made for it. It doesn't matter. Even if it's Daraisa. Why? I eat Drabanan, Drabanan. Who? If I hold that it's only Drabanan, then he's married Drabanan, then for sure he can knock it out. Eat Daraisa, and if she could create a Daraisa, so then Kadanocha Nevelosu. Vein Bud, Bezim, Suvan, Allah, Free Show. If it's Daraisa, so then the husband could do it, and you're right. It won't be effective. It won't be effective. But, you know what? There's no harms done because anyway, Beth doesn't have to be, is not mitzuvah for her to prevent her from doing her avera. So that's why mimanafshach, whatever, you're right. In one case it works, one case it doesn't work, but there's nothing else for us to do. The Gemara says 1 minute. But if we just ignore it, she'll think that the hafara of her husband worked, and therefore, even when she becomes a gedola, she will eat from what is usher to her based on the first hafara. So the Gemara says, no, you're right. That we wouldn't allow. Amar Rava Bar Levi, Bala Meifala Kalsha Visha. The Bala will continue being made for it. He'll be made for it one time when she's a Ketana, and we would say he should be made for it again when she is a Gedola. Vehusha Bala, as long as it turned into a Daraisa marriage, so now he can be made for it, because now he can be made for on a Daraisa level. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, Ain Bala made for Bekodmin. 1 minute, the Bala is not made for Bekodmin. We know that halacha. A Bala is not made for a nether that the woman made before they were married. So the Gemara says, no. Kidra Pinchas Mishmei Derava. Damra Pinchas Mishmei Derava. Kalan Oderes Aldas Baile Hino Deres. No, that's different. When is a Baal not made for Bekolmin? If when the woman made the nether, she wasn't married, she wasn't thinking about any husband, Vechulu. That's why the Baal cannot be made for Bekolmin. But in our case, they were married on a Drabanan level. So that's when she made the nether. But she still had a special relationship with this man. You're right, it was only on a Drabanan level, but still she had him in mind. And therefore, Kalan Oderes Aldas Baile Hino Deres, and therefore, once they have the Daraisa relationship, then he can be made for it, period. Stop there, we're not going to go further, but we're going to talk about a very important Tosfos. This Tosfos appears here, but really, you can't learn Maseches Nedarim without learning this Tosfos. Tosfos says, if the Svara is always Kalan Oderes Aldas Baile Hino Deres, why do you need the Mitzvah Daraisa and the Din Daraisa that the husband is not to be made for the Nedarim of the wife? It's all regular, just a din of Tanai. If we know that the umdina is that a wife always has the husband in mind when she makes a neder, so what do you need the special din of, oh, a husband can get rid of his wife's vows? It's just a din of, if I make a neder, I'll das you, so then you can be made for it. If I make a neder, I'll das anybody, you can be made for it. So what do you need the special din of? The husband can be made for the wife's nedarim. What do you mean? It's just the regular din of kol noderes. Amazing question. So, various answers. Tosfos here gives two answers. First Tosfos says, first answer, V'yesh Lomar, you're right. In Achinami, you don't need this din for Hafara, but you need the din Daraisa. The Chiddush of the Torah is the Kiyum of a Baal. That the Kol Nederes, once the husband is Mekayim the Neder, boom, it stays forever. That's the din Daraisa, that's the Chiddush, number one. Number two, Tosfos says, interestingly, the only reason that we say Kol Nederes is because of the din Daraisa of Baal Mefer. Okay? Because the woman knows that the husband, like in our case, you'd have to say, because the woman knows that the Baal would be able to be Mefer, so she already has him in mind now. But either way, that's Tosfos here. Tosfos Harash here says, maybe here on the bottom, fourth line to the bottom, maybe the din Daraisa is there to include a case where the wife says, befavors that she's not doing it. I'll das the husband. Even that case, the husband could do it because of the din daraisa. And finally, the Ritva, in Hilchos Adarim on the Ramban, says maybe the Hava Mina would have been that Kol Anoderes would have been Dvarim Shebelev, Enim Dvarim. Kamash Valon, the Torah says that, no, it's not Dvarim Shebelev, it's Kol Anoderes, it's an Umdana Demuchach, it's what we would call Dvarim Shebelev, Ubelev Kol Adam. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Amar Abaye is the new section, trying to bring another Raya to Daraisa Darabanan. We'll stop here, and B'ezras Hashem, we continue with the last full blot in Perek Yotzei Dofen as we continue our march in this last Masechta, as we continue our march till the Siyum, as we continue here. Again, everybody please RSVP, if you haven't yet, to rosterdaf@gmail.com. Let us know if you could come to the Siyum that, B'ezras Hashem, we will be having in Teaneck on August 2nd, on that Thursday night, the night after the big Siyum. Okay, we'll stop here.